Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Mr. George Petritis, a successful private equity investor who moonlights as a figurative sculptor. He creates sculptures from live models and from imagination using clay, metals, epoxies, paints, acids, with pieces ranging in size from a few inches to over 2 feet high, and collectors and critics have described his sculptures as beautiful, emotive, and lifelike, and unlike anything they've ever seen before. Looking forward to hearing all the details. And Mr. Petritis, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Mr. Dye, thank you for inviting me. Wow, I really like that description. I commend you for writing it so clearly. It summarizes everything.
Well, you're most welcome and so deserving of that intro, and we certainly aim to please as well. So first of all, for starters, Mr. Petritis, how do you combine your business life with your artistic life? I'm sure that's some interesting details and story there.
Well, Eric, that's really the most important thing I could talk to you about today. The short of it is, for most of my life, I worked in finance, and I still work in finance, and that included private equity, which means investing in companies and helping companies grow, providing services to them. And I did that. I'm 50, almost 55. I did that from age 21 or so, and I always was interested in art, so I would disappear every so often and take an art course, and then I would do nothing for a few years, and then I would take another one and be all excited about it. Then, you know, getting married, got in the way, but getting married happened, having a kid happened, other good things happened. And so I had this interest, but I never actually followed through. So when I got into my 50s, various things happened. You know, my father died, my uncle died, I got divorced. I thought, I'd made a little bit of money. I thought, wait a second, I've always been interested in this, and this might be the time. So I said, you know, should I give up my old life and go off and be a sculptor with, you know, like a beret, like a French artist? And I said, that's really not going to work for me. I need to do both. I need to stick with what I'm good at, but scale back the hours, and I need to layer in art, but in a more professional way. So, you know, setting up a studio, taking some more classes, you know, learning about the actual product or the production, you know, the trade of making sculpture and painting, you know, how do you actually do it? Learning about galleries, you know, how do you sell the stuff? And so really my message to your readers is, or your listeners, is it can be done. I didn't want to do one after the other. I wanted to pursue both at the same time. Does that answer the question? And please help me with what more specifically I could fill out.
Well, you certainly did help us and clarify the inspiration there, and really appreciate some of the background there. Tell us, what are your goals when you make art? I'm sure there has to be some goal in mind when you begin a project.
Well, that's a great question. I work exclusively from the figure, so that means, you know, people. Male, female, skinny, fat, and I'm mostly interested in capturing them, their energy, something about them that's interesting, and having it be lifelike. That's really the overarching goal, and then doing it in some manner where it hasn't already been done. So for me, as much as I like Rodin or, you know, other famous sculptures, for me to replicate that doesn't really interest me that much. So the question is more, what can I do that adds to the long history of sculpture? But what can I do that conveys a model, you know, the life of the model and the interests of the model and the obviously the figure of the model. So those are my actual production goals. You know, what do I want to come out of the studio?
Yeah, certainly having a clear goal in mind certainly would set anyone apart in anything that they're after, so good stuff there. Who are some of the artists that inspire you, historical or current? Tell us about that.
Well, I would say that historically, I'm Greek originally and grew up in Greece, so whether I wanted to or not, I kind of soaked that in, the classical tradition as well as to a lesser extent, the Roman tradition, but primarily the ancient Greek from prehistoric, you know, from older 8th century BC all the way through kind of Hellenistic period, 300 or so, 200 BC. So that's my historical background. Then I studied, in terms of developing my own knowledge of art history and how I can draw from that, I studied the important sculptors of the 1900s. So that would be Rodin, Auguste Rodin, and then it would be Malleol, who I think was after him, and Medardo Rosso, who's an Italian that is not as well known, that was a contemporary of Rodin. So that was a chapter that was important in my own education, including going, spending some time in Paris and studying that group of sculptors. And then I'm happy to say that if you look around today, there's a lot of really good sculpture being made. So there are Americans making sculpture that I really admire, as well as some Germans. And so I look around at some of those names, which I can mention to you, and I think, wow, you know, this is still alive. People are still doing, or maybe better, worse, I don't know, but people are producing very interesting work, you know, today.
Well, I should have picked up from the beginning that you were Greek, and that certainly makes a whole lot more sense, and that is pretty awesome, I'd say. Today we're joined by Mr. George Petridis, a successful private equity investor who moonlights as a figurative sculptor, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, George, as to galleries and upcoming shows, where is your work displayed currently, and what is next? Anything that we should be aware of?
Well, Eric, for every artist, I think that's an important and challenging aspect to the artist's life, which is selling the the things you produce. And of course, some people do it directly. Most of the time, you've got to find a gallery or galleries that you like and like your work and can promote your work. And I think that it's important from the point of view that getting validation, you know, having people pay something to see what you've done is cool. Getting some money is always a good thing because sculpture costs a lot. Running a studio, the materials, offsetting some of those expenses is good. But I think the constant hunt for the next exhibition can be frustrating, but it keeps it interesting as well. And so I had a show that closed about 3 months ago, and that was a successful one. It was on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, which is where some of the more, I don't want to say fringy, but kind of the more up-and-coming galleries are. And then I've booked another one for May of 2020. So I'm starting to produce a body of work for that show. And then in the meantime, you know, I'm looking to put together something in the fall. But frankly, that's not as important because, you know, having one to look forward in May gives me enough time to finish work that's in process and then think about new bodies of work and you know, develop those. And obviously, a lot of stuff you throw away and then you keep the best pieces for the next show.
Well, George, you certainly do stay busy, and it's real clear that you're carrying out your passion, and really exciting information and details that you've shared with us here today. It should inspire quite a few folks tuning in. As we conclude today, I'd love to get some advice from you. What advice would you offer to entrepreneurs or anyone hoping to follow their bliss like you have? You've done very well with that.
Well, I think it's the idea that I've come across that I think is most useful to other people is what I call dual career. So figuring out the two things that you want to do or need to do, and maybe one produces more income and the other is kind of more your bliss, I think that's a good way of going about things. I think to just follow your bliss can be too challenging in terms of, you know, paying your bills or meeting with frustrations. And at the same time, you know, just doing something as a job can kind of suck the life out of you. So I think a combination of the two can really work. And I think that to do it, it takes some discipline. You really got to kind of carve out time for both of them and be able to switch back and forth on a given day or even the same day. So in my case, I might be looking at the financial statements for a company in the morning, and in the afternoon, I might be in the studio with a live model, you know, working on a piece of clay. That's really what I would encourage other people to think about. I think some of the skills you've got to develop to do that are you've got to be disciplined. So you've got to be smarter and more efficient about how you spend your time. And, you know, maybe that means a business meeting that you shouldn't have because it's not really likely to produce a result. Maybe it's, you know, in the past I would have gone had a beer with someone, you know, kind of friendly, but now I don't have time for that. So I think being disciplined, pursuing both, really thinking about what you want to achieve in these two careers, and then running them in parallel is something that I've done. I think other people can consider it. It'll bring them happiness, more happiness than just doing one of the two. And I think, you know, you may succeed at one, or you may succeed at the other, or you may succeed at both. And that's my goal in this whole, you know, effort of mine.
Well, Mr. Petritis, it has been great to have had you with us. Inspirational, no doubt. And you've proven that if you want to carry out and follow your bliss, you can do that, even if you're employed or not. And you've certainly, again, done an awesome job doing that and proving it can be done. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can see more of your work and be in touch and get more information. Where is the best place to get those details?
Thank you for asking that, Eric. It's on Instagram is where I post, you know, but once or twice a week. So it would be my name. It's GEOPETRIDES _art. And specifically, that would be GEO like George, and then Petrides, PETRIDES, GeoPetrides, _art. So if you look for me there, you can see a lot of what I've done historically. And I post things that are in process, and I post things that are going to shows. And obviously, anyone who's interested can direct message me and comment on it. And if they feel the need to buy something, I'm happy to sell it to them and all that. So I want to thank you. I really think your questions have been insightful, and I hope my message has been helpful to your listeners.
And I have no doubt that it has. And again, George, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you continued success.
Thank you very much, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. George Petritis, a successful private equity investor who moonlights as a figurative sculptor. And for further details, follow George on Instagram at geopetritis_art. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.